Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. In late June, we finished up our outreach at the Mormon Miracle Pageant held in Manti, Utah, a very small town in the center of the state of Utah. And a lot of people wonder why we even do these kind of outreaches, and certainly our desire is to want to share the gospel with the Mormon people. But this year, we decided to, I guess you could say, resurrect something that was done back in 2008 in bringing out women who portrayed the plural wives of Joseph Smith. And I shouldn't just limit it to the plural wives of Joseph Smith, because we also had women who portrayed the wife, the primary wife of Joseph Smith, Emma Hale Smith.
We called it the 34 wives of Joseph Smith, Emma Hale, and the 33 polygamous wives.
And the reason why we chose 33 is because those are the ones that we actually have names for. We have ages for. We have marriage dates for. Now, the church came out with a Gospel Topics essay in 2014 where the church admitted that Joseph Smith had as many as 40 wives. As of this recording, I don't know who those women are. I don't have names for them. So we decided to just stick with the ones that we could definitely identify. And the reason why we chose this year to resurrect this event, because we were the ones that suggested, hey, let's do this again. And then we were asked if we would organize it. And so MRM, Mormonism Research Ministry, was behind the organization of this event to have 34 women portraying Emma Smith and the 33 plural wives of Joseph Smith to parade down Highway 89 in Manti and then down the street where many of the Christians gather to witness to people.
And we did this on the two Friday nights, the last two Friday nights in June, because those are the most crowded nights. And we wanted people to get the impression of what it looks like to have women behind the names. Because you say 34, it doesn't sound like very many, but when you see them lined up, it's an amazing thing. We asked the women to stay in character, to be very somber. And when people would come up to them and ask questions during the couple of hours that they were out there on the street, we asked them to speak as if they were that lady. They had all the notes for who that lady was, whether they were married already to living husbands, because about a third of Joseph Smith's wives did have living husbands, and then another third were teenagers. And what we did is we recruited ladies as young as 14 to participate in this, because we wanted to keep the ages close to what the ages were when Joseph Smith married them.
There was, for instance, a young lady portraying Flora Ann Woodworth, and the young woman who portrayed Flora was 15, about to turn 16. Well, Flora was 16. And even though the ages may not have all matched perfectly, it does give you an idea of just how young some of these women actually were.
And what really made this whole thing work, those two Friday nights, is we had them dress in pioneer clothing. And so they would have the hats and the dresses, the pioneer look to them. And so these ladies for 2 hours really were the wives of Joseph Smith. And it caused quite a stir out on the streets of Manti as people would walk by. In fact, I was part of this and leading this, and I heard people say, oh, those are Brigham Young's wives. Mm-hmm. It seems like they have the ability to accept Brigham Young and his polygamy. He was married to 50 plus women. But no, I would say those were Joseph Smith's wives, 34. And you would see the expressions, because Joseph Smith is an icon in Mormonism. And to think that he had multiple wives, especially wives that were married to other men and teenagers as young as 14, I think that threw people, and especially, Bill, the teenagers. The teenagers seem to have the biggest reaction.
Yeah, even though the Mormon Church has now admitted this openly, there are still a lot of Latter-day Saints who don't know this. And so there was a Mormon man that was out there. His name was Doug Barton. We're going to name him because he has a radio show down in Manti in that area.
He's the owner of the radio
station. He's the owner of the radio station, and he plays a major role in the production of the pageant. He was trying to interview one of the young ladies, and it happened to be your daughter,
yes.
Carissa. And he was trying very hard to get Carissa to tell her real name to him. And we told them, don't do this. Stay in character.
And so she gave the name that she was portraying. And he said, no, I want to know your name. Where'd you live? Where do you live? And she said, well, I lived near Nauvoo, Illinois. And he was getting frustrated with her. He says, well, I want to put you on the radio. And my daughter basically said, radio, what's that? Because she's from the 19th century. It was actually a unique way of answering him. She stayed in the character like we asked her to do and not portray herself, but rather portray the woman that she was representing.
Well, I was standing nearby and I heard Carissa say to him something to the effect, well, I'm staying in character. If you want to ask these questions, you can talk to this person here. And that happened to be me. So Doug Barton turns around with his little microphone and he asked me my name. So I told him my name. And so now he's going to start asking me questions as to why the Christians are out there in Manti.
And if you want to see two different videos, one shows what we did out there on the streets. It's about 10 minutes long, and we'll give you a pretty good picture of what this looked like out on the streets of Manti. That would be one video. And the other video deals with this interview. I actually came with my camera. He was interviewing you with a microphone, Bill. So I just came up with my camera, and I actually filmed not the whole thing. I filmed most of it, though, and I think I got the crux of the interview there. So if you go to our website, mrm.org, on the main page, you'll be able to find both of those YouTubes. But we want to talk about this on the show today.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the questions that he was asking me.
One of the questions he asked is, why are you out here protesting? And he was referring to the women, and he considered that to be a protest.
Well, at least that's the context that I chose to address. And I wanted to make sure he understood that the women that were out here were really nothing more than actresses portraying the various wives of Joseph Smith. This part of what we did certainly had nothing to do with any type of protest. It was more of a historical demonstration that comes from Mormon history. I asked Doug if he was embarrassed by this, and he said he wasn't. But I happened to know that the week before, when we did it the Friday before, he was pretty upset with this. And he expressed himself very clearly that he was upset to a friend of ours.
And I think we caught them off guard the first Friday. They weren't expecting that because it hadn't been done since 2008. And then I got word on Friday, the second Friday, that they knew about us coming back out again. So they were fully ready. And that's why I think Doug had his microphone with him and his tape recorder to be able to find out more as to why we were doing this.
Well, one of the reasons that I explained to him is because, as we've just talked about, there are a lot of LDS people who are completely unaware that Joseph Smith had plural wives. As you mentioned, many have no problem with Brigham Young having many wives. But for some strange reason, to say that Joseph Smith had at least 33 plural wives does seem to offend a lot of Mormons, and they think we're lying about that, even though the church has admitted it. Now, one of the things I said to Doug is, even though the church has admitted it now, we still come across Latter-day Saints who don't know that the church has admitted this. They've never seen the Gospel Topics essay. They wouldn't even know where to look for them, even though we've been trying very hard to get Latter-day Saints to read them for themselves.
And we actually produced an Emma Smith $1 million bill that has a list of the 33 plural wives of Joseph Smith on the back, along with our website, which you can go to yourself, www.josephswives.com, one word, and you can go and see what we have there. But on the back of that bill, that's what we're asking people to do a little bit more research, find out a little bit more, and see if what we're saying is the truth. We also included the URL of the Gospel Topic essay referring to the Nauvoo polygamy, which, as you mentioned, is very difficult to find unless you know how to navigate the LDS.org site. It's not on the front page at all.
It's actually much easier to find all of the Gospel Topics essays by going to mrm.org and putting in the search box Gospel Topics essays, and you'll get a page that'll give you the URLs right there.
Along with our responses, too.
No, it certainly is easier to find it at mrm.org.
I think what Doug was most upset about is that he felt we were using this event, the Mormon Miracle Pageant, to protest, and he didn't like us piggybacking off of their event.
He actually used the word freeloader, which I thought was kind of an odd word. He said we were freeloading on this event, and I kindly explained to him that we were really not doing anything different than what Jesus or even the Apostle Paul did when they went to the synagogues to talk to the Jewish people. Well, where are you going to find Mormons but at Mormon events?
Right.
And he didn't seem to like that idea. It bothered him that we would take advantage of this, and he thought that that was very unchristian. And of course, I wanted him to define what that meant to be unchristian.
Now, how would you answer his argument that LDS missionaries never do this kind of thing?
That's not really true. I mean, we've had Mormons come to our events when we're speaking at churches. Granted, it's not often, but I have seen Mormon missionaries come to church events. I've seen them come to Christian events. I've seen them even proselytizing at some of these events. I brought up also the fact that when I've been in foreign countries, I mentioned specifically the country of Russia, where I have actually seen Mormon missionaries with an easel standing in front of the entrance to the subway stations. Why are they doing that? And I explained to Doug, they're doing that because in Russia, they want to talk to Russians. That is where the Russians are going. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's really a good place to stand, because most Russians going to the subway stations are in a hurry to catch a train. So they're not really in the mood to talk. But I have seen them out there. I don't even fault them for that. I say, hey, if you really believe in Mormonism, then why wouldn't they want to share what they believe with those of us who don't believe it?
He seemed to be really concerned about where the people came from, the ladies that were portraying this. The people who came to this event, asking if they were paid. He wanted to know, did MRM organize this?
Yeah, I guess he was fishing, wanting to know whether or not we were financially supporting their trips out here. And that's not true. In fact, I often tell people when they ask you, are you getting paid to be here? Just turn it around and say, no, you actually paid to come here. And a lot of these people, that's exactly what they did. A lot of these young people had to raise funds in order for them to come on these mission trips. And many of the adults are actually using their vacation time to be at the Mormon Miracle Pageant to share their faith.
And we ought to point out, too, that the vast majority of the ladies weren't even from the state of Utah. Many of the women who were there were not even from the state of Utah, let alone that surrounding area. So this is something that just kind of by word of mouth on the internet, people volunteered, ladies did, to be able to participate in this event.
Yeah, he was very inquisitive regarding who was doing the organizing and how we did it. Like, I'm going to tell Doug how we organize things. Well, first of all, let me just say, folks, I'm not very organized at this kind of stuff. It was mainly word of mouth. We just put it out what we wanted to do, and we had Christians that wanted to be a part of it. And that's basically what we did. Tomorrow, we'll talk about this a little bit more.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. As with most Christian organizations, Mormonism Research Ministry depends on the generous financial support of friends like you. If you like what we do and how we do it, would you consider helping MRM meet its financial obligations? Merely go to our website, mrm.org. At the right, you'll see a donate button. Click there and follow the instructions. MRM is a Christian nonprofit 501c3 organization, and your gifts are tax deductible. Not only that, they are greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support of this ministry.